All right, if this is your chance to, I don't know, beat your chest, explain why. I said, if you predicted 6-6, this is your opportunity. Curious why you said 6-6, because at 4-3, 6-6 might be the most likely. Here is Clint. Clint, thanks for the call. Welcome to the Gary Sharp Show.
Morning, sir. How are you doing?
Clint, how are you?
Good, good. I was one that picked 6-6. My expectations were 6-6. My heart wanted 8-4, but with two teams over the past 2 years, 4-8, I just didn't want to get my expectations up so high.
Okay, so you were safe. Now, I can vouch you. I remember you telling me that you thought 6-6 before South Alabama.
Yep. So, quick question, though. With the game like we had with Minnesota, what would have been the score with previous coaching staffs and Husker teams? If it was all things the same with O'Reilly or Bo or Callahan or any of those, would it have been better or worse?
I think it would have been score-wise probably a repeat of 2017.
So I guess there's some improvement. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying. I'm reaching.
Well, so, but you want evidence. You know this, and mm-hmm. Clint, you and I talk a lot. You know that with what Frost inherited and past excuses because you're 19 games in, mm-hmm. is you're working with what you have now to make it better and to add to it. So everybody understands you need time. It's a 7-year deal. Nobody's pushing the panic button, and I can't keep bringing that up.
Right.
But you want to see evidence, though, right? You understand that you could go 6-6, but you want to see evidence that there is movement. There's something that is different compared to the past Groundhog Days that you've witnessed.
Absolutely. I looked at last year as we seem to have gotten better by the end of the season. So taking that thought, I was thinking, okay, slow start, maybe not against Colorado, maybe, you know, not against Ohio State. Wasn't sure about Minnesota. So, I mean, these losses don't really shock me. I mean, the manner, yes, but I also know that year one, I mean, if you can get the buy-in or whatever, you can sit there and show some sort of whatever. It's always seemed to me year two is always the hardest out of all new coaching staffs or whatever, because that's when you're starting to mix your players with old players, and that's where the strife could be. Whereas, you know, the year three is the here's my guys, here's my scheme, here's all this development. I always thought year two was always going to be hard.
Well, let me ask you this. So Mayor Joel on Twitter, when we were talking about Minnesota on Monday, said we scoffed, and we did, about PJ Flex year zero. Could you have gotten away with saying year zero at Nebraska last year?
Only if Scott would have jettisoned the troublemakers right off the bat.
Okay.
If he would have sit there and just clean house and be like, I'm going to put my guys on it. Hindsight, if we knew we were going to be sub 500, that probably would have been the better way to go. You did that with your quarterback. You made the point rather than going with Jebbia. So made that commitment. But I think, you know, he's a player's coach, so he's trying to do the best in the situation. Doesn't have hindsight. But, I mean, yeah, year zero would have been nice. I mean, the thought of it. But, I mean, he did the best he can do with it.
Yep.
But it would have been nice to sit there and be able to implement his guys. If that's what the fans are looking for, they would have crucified him for not being loyal or whatever.
Clint, thanks for the call. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, bye.
Here is Daryl to finish the hour. Daryl, thanks for the call. Welcome to the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.
Oh, no problem. You know, I predicted 6-6 with a ceiling of 7-5, just based on the fact that, you know, we lost Morgan, we lost Azigbo, we had no experience really at either one of those positions. J.D. Spielman was out all spring with basically a severe concussion, and who knows if he was going to make it through the season, which obviously kind of having trouble doing it. Mm-hmm. Along with the fact of, you know, we've beat Wisconsin once the whole time we've been in the Big Ten. We've probably beat Iowa twice. Ohio State is a juggernaut. I mean, those are three losses right there. I didn't think we were going to beat Colorado, playing out there. And I thought it was a toss-up. We were going to lose to either Minnesota or Northwestern. Those two seem to be a toss-up every year. We lose to one or the other. And so that was five losses right there. And the way it's looking, you know, with potential of Indiana throwing up points, you know, that could be our sixth loss. But it's, you know, people need to get out of this idea that we're guaranteed 9 wins or even 8 wins anymore. Historically, we're more of a 4-8 team here recently than a 7-5 or an 8-4 team. And it's just, even improving from the last 2 years of being 4-8 to 7-5 is a huge improvement in football of gaining +3 games. And that's a trend in the positive direction, not a negative direction.
Daryl, thanks for the phone call. Thanks for listening to the show. One quick thing as we go into break, going back to kind of Clinton Daryl's calls back-to-back. Bill Moose says 6 wins. The head coach says expectations have been too low in Lincoln for a long time. Do you think he gave him the cross eye when he heard 6? A little sarcasm in that, but maybe some truth. All right, some really good emails flowing in today. We'll dive into the Equitable Bank inbox as we continue this discussion. Coming up, Scott Shanley, mailbag in an hour. It's a nooner on a hump day on the Gary Sharp Show.